He did not come to the commission for the interview as it had been planned or as it were in the summons served on him, for the simple reason that yesterday his lawyers wrote to the commissioner asking for an extension or a shift in the time to Thursday, because in the summons we outlined the many issues that we'll be talking to regarding. So they said that they are wide-ranging, and by the way, they are 18 issues, and as such, they are complex, and it could have taken time as when they happened. So they wanted him to prepare sufficiently. So let us give him time, which the commissioner agreed. So we are now expecting the interview to go on Thursday, which will be the 8th of October.
When the hearing finally takes place, in what form is it going to take place? In a courtroom type situation where the former president is going to be questioned, like a judge questioning him?
No, this is an investigation. So the form it will have to take would be, you would have an interviewer, and I'm sure you would have somebody assisting the interviewer, and somebody also will be there to assist in terms of handling documents, as it will just be determined by the investigating team. But you have people on the side of investigations, let me put it that way, or the interviewer side, and then you'll have him as the interviewee who they will be putting questions to, and then you'll have his legal representation. So it will be, call it like in an interview room. It could be in an open place, it could be like in a hall, but then they sit, of course, at a point where they will be distant, and they will be talking and somebody hearing. As I've seen, somebody ask questions, you have the recorder of those questions, and it has to be contemporaneous, because that's how normally investigations do happen in the aspect of interview statements recording.
You know, there are those who continue to say that by going after the former president and even his former officials, this may discourage other Sierra Leoneans or anyone else who wants to take a position in the government, or may even make it harder for, say, former presidents to want to leave office peacefully.
I will disagree with them, because one thing we should understand is the commission is not interviewing the former president because he was former president, but rather there are corruption-related issues which he should provide answers to. Somebody would have that view, but from our own perspective, from the anti-corruption point of view, what we have been saying to the public and what we stand to protect and what we stand to do is to go after the evidence, no matter who or what is involved. As an institution, we are accountable to the people of this country, and as such, if we are doing our work, we should do it dispassionately and diligently.
Patrick, thank you so much.
Thank you, James.